Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale, being joined by our host, lifetime pastor, lifelong pastor, John Bell.
How are you, John?
Doing really well. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. And you know what? We always talk about that. And regardless of the weather, it's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have our challenges, like everybody else. But
we have a sunny, so John, you and I have sunny outlooks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, regardless of the situation or one's circumstances. And that's a choice. And we've taught about that as well. You know, so.
Yeah, maybe sometime we will actually do something on anxiety. I think there's a lot of anxiety in the world today.
Yeah. And you mentioned that before. And we need to do that. That would probably be very enlightening for a lot of people. And a lot of people would like to hear that. And what does Christianity say about that?
Yeah.
So that's something.
And
it's
one of the powerful tools of the evil one against us. And people don't think of it. People don't think of it as this is when I'm worried, when I'm overwhelmed like that. And we all are, as you said, at times. But when we're overwhelmed, what it really amounts to is we're really not trusting God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember a long time ago, John, I kind of asked you about, you know, is this ever going to stop where Satan is going to attack? And you said, no, it's a lifelong battle because he's not going to relent. And you have to continue to put on the full armor of God and face Satan and evil every day.
Mm-hmm. And the way he attacks me is not necessarily the way he would attack someone else. Because, mm-hmm. you know, he knows us probably better than we know ourselves. Or I would say his demons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he has, all right, he has a whole army. There's millions of demons. And, I always love the Screwtape letters. I think it kind of describes what really satanic battle is all about.
Yeah, an incredible play as well.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that around lately
either. Mm. Maybe that'd be an interesting thing to do with a bunch of guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, let's start the question for this episode of Off the Cuff, and this is going to be another interesting one, and some people are going to think, well, wait a minute, that's just not what the Bible says, or wait, no, you're kind of, so let's go right to it. And are works important in the life of a Christian?
Well, they certainly are important in the life of a Christian, but they're absolutely useless before you become a Christian. So salvation has three movements in it. Justification, which is coming to Christ, accepting Christ as your personal Savior, and accepting his work on your behalf. There's no works that you can do that add to the work of Christ on the cross. So that's called justification or salvation. What justification and salvation produces, however, is not just a ticket to heaven, but it creates you into a whole new creation. So Paul says, one of my favorites is Galatians chapter 2. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So I become a new creation, and becoming a new creation, I have Christ in me, I have the Father in me, and I have the Holy Spirit in me. So here's what that means. The Holy Spirit now actually will give me the power to live in this whole new way. And of course, where works before I was a Christian were absolutely useless, now the good works that I'm going to begin to do and want to do, because I have a new relationship with God, and I have a new relationship with sin. I know, you know, sinners, the reason sinners don't want to come to God is because they love their sin. People who have come to God hate sin. We have a totally different. Now, we're not sinless. We still sin. But when we sin, we know that we're a child of God because there is conviction from the Holy Spirit. And we can simply go to God and confess our sins and know that He will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But
so wait, let me just say one thing, though. I when you said that your works are useless, in the grand scheme of humanity, you know, they're not useless, right? Because, I mean, if somebody
they're useless
sees
in,
the starving,
and they're useless in bringing you eternal life. They're useless before God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the world, you know, it's good if people do good.
It's noble.
It's noble, you know, mm-hmm. but it's only for this life. I mean, it's not going to carry over into eternity. Mm-hmm. So, right. No, when I say useless, I'm talking about useless before God. God,
got it.
Here's what Isaiah says it like this. He says, all of your righteousness is as filthy rags before God. So,
right.
So even the most noble person that you could ever know or read about, they might be doing good things in this world, but they have no merit in the world to come.
Right. Now let's take that the next step. Do your works contribute to your salvation?
No, they do not. No, that's what I'm saying. So we talked about justification. Justification is you accepting the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's it. That's what justifies you. That's how you become a Christian. The second movement is called sanctification. And all that means is that you are going to become like Christ. That as a Christian, you're going to grow in grace and you're going to grow in Christ. And here's what Ephesians 2:10, you know, the famous verse is Ephesians 2:8, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So right there, in verse 8 and 9, it's saying, not of works, nothing you can do, and God hates boasting. So you can never take credit for your own salvation. All that is done for you by Jesus Christ. But then listen to verse 10. Here's what it says. For we, now that we've come to Christ and we've become new creations, here's what it says. We are His workmanship, and the word is actually masterpiece. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good things that He has prepared for us from eternity. So before the world was ever created, God had good things for you to do. You couldn't do those things because you didn't have the power to do those things before you came to Christ. But now you have become His masterpiece, and you are working in harmony with the Holy Spirit, and you are doing all of the things that God prepared for you to do. So I'll give you a simple illustration. God knew about off the cuff before anything was ever created.
Yeah, that's
right. So right. He knew that we would have the technology for you and I to digitally broadcast this program that we do called Off the Cuff, and this is what God prepared for John and Dean to do. And we became a Christian, you know, we formed a friendship and a relationship and a partnership and these kinds of things. You know, the way this happened was we were just sitting at the kitchen table talking and we said, why don't we do this online? And so that's how this all came about. But God knew about it a long time ago. We're just doing what God planned for us to do.
Right. So let me say then, other believers will point to, you know, I think it's James 2, mm-hmm. where, you know, faith without works is dead. So, you know, you quoted the scripture there that supported someone that says, well, you know, works, while important, are not contributory towards salvation. And, you know, and this was a hot button years ago in my family, where, you know, I had an aunt that actually really much believed that, I think it's James 2:20-26, and I don't quote me, but basically it's faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that Christian that says, no, it says right there that my faith is dead without my works?
Well, again, I think if you are a Christian, you won't be depending on your works, but you will be demonstrating your relationship to God. I've told you this before. You know, if you tell me you believe in seatbelts and you never wear your seatbelt, you know what I think? I don't think
lip service.
I don't think you believe in seatbelts.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I clarified that to become a Christian, all of your works are as filthy rags. There's none of your works are ever going to gain you an entrance into heaven. But once you become a Christian, and James, by the way, that epistle of James, he's the half-brother of Jesus. And James is the counterpart to the book of Proverbs. So it's very practical wisdom. And here's his practical wisdom. He's challenging people who say they're Christians, or they say they receive Jesus as their personal Savior, but there's no evidence of it, none whatsoever. So, you know, we're told repeatedly, you know, make sure you have genuine faith. And genuine faith is always going to lead to you doing the good things that God has prepared for you to do. And, you know, I see some people living in ways and they claim to be a Christian. And I just want to go, boy, I have to tell you that if I was doing that, I would be under such conviction. You know, you can't live that way.
Do you say that to people, John?
That I couldn't do that, because if I did that, I would doubt whether or not I was a Christian.
I know, but do you say, if you know, you know some pretty well, and you see examples of what you just stated?
Oh yeah,
I'm just curious.
Well, I haven't said it. I mean, I used to say it when people would come into the office sometimes, because they would be. I remember one guy came in. And he had been in our church for a long time, and he had a beautiful...
I love these stories. Go ahead.
He had a beautiful, lovely wife. And he came in and told me that God told him to divorce his wife. And I said, no, he didn't. I said, when God was talking, did it sound a lot like your voice? Did he have the same speech pattern that you have? My friend Rich Creighton used to say, you know, if it's me and God in the room, I can talk him into anything.
Exactly. Right.
And, you know, that's easy being facetious, of course, because, you know, people want to do what they want to do, and they want to use God to justify it. Well, let me tell you something. You can't ever justify your sin by telling me that God told you to do it, because he didn't. I mean, he wrote the book. Why?
Right.
It's got what the Holy Spirit leads you to do has to line up with what the Holy Spirit has written. And you know what, Dean? People think there are no commandments in the New Testament. The New Testament is filled with commandments, filled with them. You know, read Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 has so many commandments in it, you could preach for 6 months on it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how it starts. Chapter 4 of Ephesians says, I say to you, walk worthy of the calling with which you have been called. So So our walk, the New Testament describes Christian life as a walk, which means it's a daily experience. It means you're putting your right foot in front of your left foot and then your left foot. And it's an ongoing, everyday experience of walking worthy.
Mm-hmm. So to kind of recap here, so works are not important to get to heaven,
to be
part of your salvation plan.
Right.
But once you are a born-again believer, once you are a Christian, the works part is going to come naturally.
Right. And it's going to be joyful. This is the way I would say it. If your works are prompted by fear, and I don't mean like a godly fear, reverence, but I mean like you're afraid God's going to hit you with a lightning bolt. Hmm. So if your works are prompted by fear, then you're not really working for the God of the Bible. But if your works are prompted by love for God and a desire to be pleasing unto him, as Paul says, I make it my ambition to be pleasing unto the Lord. So we have all new desires. We have a whole new ambition in our lives. And we understand that the way that we live now is a reflection of the God we serve. And we want other people to know that God. That's what it means when it says, hallowed be your name. I'm actually demonstrating to people the greatness and the holiness of my God.
And we know that his son washed feet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, as far as works, I mean, and
think about this, Dean. That's a really good point. All the good works that Jesus did, and no one is ever even going to come close to doing all the good works that he did, right? But he didn't do those things to become the Son of God. He did those things because he was the Son of God.
Yeah, that's excellent right there. That's excellent. So, and if we can literally apply just that, you know, and it's and he did them willingly, not begrudgingly.
Yeah.
He did them willingly.
Yeah.
That's who he was. Mm. He was love.
Yeah,
I mean, that's who he was.
And that's who we are now.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Any closing thoughts, or you think we covered it well?
I really like the whole idea of bringing up James earlier. I think James is really reflecting on sanctification. And a lot of times we only talk about the justification part. And there's a lot of people that think they're Christians and their lives have nothing to show for it. And boy, that would be a scary place to be for me.
Hmm. Yeah, so that should resonate. Excellent. All right, John, I appreciate it. Thank you. We're coming up to that 20-minute mark, so I just want to do a little housekeeping here. And if you came across this podcast and you're interested in hearing more, we invite you to visit our website, and that's amazingmenministries.com, amazingmenministries.com. Up on top there, you'll find a navigation button, and you choose series, and then you'll see a drop-down menu, and you can choose Off the Cuff, and you can follow Off the Cuff all our past broadcasts, and you can listen to those, and we try to update that at least once a week. And then you can look at our other series, and you can watch our Men series, which is a video, 18-part video series with a complimentary book and questions afterwards, and you can do that. And then John and I, like you mentioned earlier, we're working on Wow Church, and that's going to be a video sermon series presented by John Bell. And again, John has been a lifelong pastor, so he's been on the pulpit for many, many decades. And he is going to go verse by verse, and we are going to take subject matter by subject matter, and we are going to present that Sunday so you can listen. And then afterwards, I asked John a couple questions about the sermon that he just gave. And that's called Wow Church, and that'll be available in just a couple weeks. We're in the midst of August here right now in 2022, and we're going to present that every week. So on behalf of John Bell, our lifelong pastor, I'm Dean Vitale saying thanks for listening, and we're looking forward to listening and you listening next time. Thanks again.